Train 1969. Narrated by Savannah Scarlett. Narrated for Capedo in collaboration with Saga. Guidance by Paradox. After eating dinner in the canteen, I go back to the office. It seems as if everyone else is going home. From the window, I see a stream of people leaving the offices, reading rooms and auditoriums. The excitement that I can feel tells me that the buildings will soon be empty. I can hear Linda in the office next door getting ready to leave. A moment later, I hear the sound of the door closing after her. You always come from the west so I can see you from the office window. Your light leather jacket stands out among all the dark, drab winter coats. You go against the flow in more ways than one. I like to watch you from a distance. You're easily recognisable. The way your thin body moves reminds me of a snowflake. As you get closer, I can see you more clearly. Today, you've got a new scarf on. It's bright blue. I can't see it from here, but I know that it highlights the colour of your eyes. You're not wearing a hat. That worries me. I can't stand the thought of you getting sick. Perhaps too sick to even come here. You disappear from view, but I can imagine you're opening the door at the entrance now. It's a bit heavy, and your arms are so skinny that I worry you might hurt yourself. At the same time, I know that you can manage most things. You walk up the stairs to my floor. I wish I could walk behind you. I want to see your firm butt right in front of me and watch as you quickly go up the stairs one step at a time. It would almost be impossible to resist the temptation to grab you around your slim hips. There's a knock at the door. You must have taken the lift today. I'm slightly disappointed at the thought of it. Still, I'm thrilled that you're here. You stand there in the doorway, and I ask you to come in. You smile and say that it's way too cold outside. You close the door and unbutton your jacket. I breathe in deeply and try not to stare. Under your jacket, you're wearing a thick mauve jumper. You hang your jacket up on the hall stand and pull your jumper over your head. You're only wearing a thin white shirt underneath with blue embroidery. Your stomach is visible for a second. Your skin looks soft and white under the harsh office lights. My fingers and lips tingle. You blush and straighten your skirt. I glance out of the window, then look down on the papers in front of me. I try to concentrate on what I've noted in the margin on the top paper, but the letters appear all jumbled up and I can't make sense of them. You have sat down on the chair and on the other side of the table.